Here in the Hyundai Texans radio studio, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with Larry Izzo, special teams coordinator. How's it going, coach?
It's going good.
All right. We talk about this from time to time, and I want to know from your perspective, how difficult is it to practice special teams? You can't go full boat and practice, especially during the regular season. So how difficult is it to get better throughout the course of the season?
Well, it's challenging, you know, especially with the, you know, kick return, kickoff. It's a lot of space, a lot of bodies, a lot of moving parts. And so you try to get the looks without, taxing your players too much as far as covering. I mean, how many can you cover in practice? Full covers, right. Full speed. So what you try to do is you get the looks that you want, and then you try to get them comfortable executing what you want, and then go from there. But you definitely, it is a challenge with practicing that part of the phase of the game. It's Chinese fire drill at times.
Yeah.
A lot of controlled chaos. A lot
right.
of bodies going here and there. Things that happen, it's not going to happen like it just does in practice. That's the thing. You know, guys reacting to things that are different than how it was done in practice is part of what we try to get them, you know, comfortable with.
Coach, is there a specific trait you look for in somebody that's going to be good on special teams?
Well,
I mean, is there a specific asset? I mean, is there a level of, just fearlessness? Or is there something you specifically look for? Like, that guy I know is going to be good because he has this.
Well, number one, speed.
Yeah.
Speed is something that we look for, and we're, you know, constantly trying to put guys out there that are going to play fast. You know, another thing is guys that are fast that play fast.
Right.
You know, and guys that are instinctive that want to get to the ball, that, you know, they're trying to go down there and do their job, get to the ball, get off blocks. You know, you look for tough guys. You know, a guy can have all different kinds of qualities and be a good special teams player.
Right.
You know, but then, you know, one thing that stands out obviously to everyone is speed.
Right.
And then, you know, the ability to get off blocks and get to the ball and tackle.
Coach, every fan can relate to this because you watch a great return, no matter who you're watching, any level of football, and then all of a sudden, yellow marker. How difficult is it to not block in the back, to have illegal blocking scheme during a big return?
Well, that's something that we preach a lot of, is avoiding penalties. And when you find yourself in a position that you're in a chase position on a gunner near the point of attack, you know, turn around, go to the next level. We got returners back there that can make a guy miss. That's one thing that we require out of our returners, is to be able to make a guy miss. And so sometimes they're going to have to make someone miss in the effect of avoiding penalties. But obviously, things have been inconsistent a little bit with how they have been called. I think they've tried to make a point of emphasis on certain penalties that haven't been in the past. So it's, you know, you're constantly preaching penalties lose games, and then we'd want to be aggressive, especially with our return game, and we want to finish blocks, and you don't want your guy to make the tackle, but you have to make the right decision at the right time.
You lost Tyler Irvin in the return game, which I know he was getting some time on offense, but he was kickoff, he was punt. How much, if at all, has that set you back, losing Tyler Irvin this early in the season?
Well, you know, anytime guys go down and have a core role, you know, next guy's got to step up. And so, you know, he did a lot for us. He was a returner, and he was good on coverage, you know, covered kicks as a gunner. So he did a lot for us, obviously. Injuries are a part of the game. Next man up's got to step up, and we've got guys here that are trying to do that.
All right, very good, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.